Chazar Shir this week. And thank you to Rebbe for Shir. So we actually have a lot to do. Chances are we're not even going to get to the last sugya because there's really a lot of information, a lot of really lamaisa stuff, as well as good lamda. So let's just get started straight away. I'm going to start with sugya 27, Oda Miyado, Gemara Lamed Chesam and Beis, because that was where we started preparing for this week. So on the seventh line, it starts with Amar Rav Zreika. So Amar Rav Zreika, Amar Rav Ala, Amar Rav Tadai. Lo shanu elisha odin biyado. So what the context of the Gemara is talking about currently about Chazara. So we're saying by Chazara, lo shanu elisha odin biyado. The only time we learned that it's usur is when it's, that it's mutter is when it's still in your hand. Aval hanich magabri karka usur. But if you put it on the ground, it's usur. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, aval hanich magabri karka is usur. Usur lahachzer, Rashi says, why? Right? So he says it's asul lahachzer. Why? Because it was mevatel the initial hatmana. So Rashi Lashitaso, right, just is saying that he's learning the shihia, etc., in the context of hatmana. So that's why he uses that lashon, so we don't need to worry about that. And what he says is when you put it on the ground, it's now when you put it on the fire, it's putting it on, it's a new hanicha hanach mechadash. So that's going to be our issue. So then back to the Gemara, so Rav Ami chimes in, and Rav Ami says, Rav Tadai David Lagarmehu David, right? He was doing his own thing. So Rashi says, Yachid hu bedavar, vein alach kamos, right? He was saying, he's a das yachid, that's not how we paskin. Rather, Elohachi, Amar Rav Chi, Amar Rav Yochanan, afilo hanicha agabe karka mutter, right? Even if you put it on the karka, it's going to be mutter. So he's disagreeing. And then the Gemara points out that Pligi bar Rav Dimi v'Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda v'Tarvaya Mishmei the Rabbi Eliezer Amri. Right, there's a machlokas. This same machlokas exists by Rav Dimi and Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, and both of them are saying it in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Chad Amr, one of them says Odin biyado is mutter al gabi karka aser. V'Chad Amr hanichan al gabi karka nami mutter. Right, so it's the same machlokas we have when we just find other opinions that actually go through this same machlokas. Okay, I'm going to keep reading through the Gemara, and then we're going to do it the way Rebbe did, and then we're going to go back and analyze each step as we come. So let's continue the Gemara. Amar Chizkiya. So now Chizkiya is a new aspect of the sugya in some way. Amar Chizkiya Mishmei Da Abaye. Chizkiya says in the name of Abaye, Hada Amriz Odin Biyado Mutter. This that we said, Odin Biyado is Mutter, he puts a limitation. He says, Lo Amron Elisha Daito Lahachzir. That's only where you have Das Lahachzir, where you have intention on putting it back on the fire when you took it off. Aval in daito lahachzir, but if your das was not to return it, usur. Why? Usur. It's going to be usur. Mechlal da'al gabi karka afal pisha daito lahachzir, usur. Right, so therefore we know that, but also the way the second half, what Chizki is doing is he's explaining the statement. The statement had two halves. Rav Tadai's statement is, on one side, odem yado and hanichan al gabi karka usur. So he's learning it, odem yado is like with das, And Al-Gabi Karka is going to be usur either way. But then we have two ways of learning Chizkiya. Another opinion of how it was brought down is Ika de Amri, Amr Chizkiya Mishmei de Abaye, Ha de Amrit Al-Gabi Karka usur, Lo Amran Elish Ein Daito Lahachzir. Aval Daito Lahachzir Mutter Mechlal Shabo de Biyadu, Aval Pish Ein Daito Lahachzir Mutter. Right? So there's two ways of learning Chizkiya, right? The first reading of Chizkiya was that you needed both. That both Daiton Lahachzir is necessary and putting it on the karka would asur even if you have Das Lahachzir. The second way of reading Chizkiya is either or. Either you need Das, and if you have Das, then even on the karka it's okay. Or you just need Odin Biyado, and even without Das it'll be okay. So those are the two ways of the Sugya, and we'll analyze that in the Rishonim. And let's just finish up. So the Gemara ends off with some kashas. It says, Bai Rav Yirmiya, Tala'in B'maka Mahu. What would be the din if you suspend it on a stick? Right, if you take the pot off the fire and you hang it up, that's one case. Or hanichan al gabe mita mahu, or if you put it on top of a bed, meaning it's not karka but it's no longer ala ish. Right, and the last question is bayrashi pina mechem lemechem mahu. Right, and if you pour it from mechem lemechem, and we'll get into each of these. And the Gemara says, by all these cases, teku, that we're going to let it stand. And the Gemara seems to be unsure about how to paskin. So we did a lot here. So what Rebbe started us off with was the Ran on Yud Zayin. So the Ran is explaining it back in Chizkiya, right? Let's remember what Chizkiya said, right? Chizkiya had, there was two days of Chizkiya. There were two days of Chizkiya. One was that you need both, and one was that right that you, that both aspects are important, and one was that either odemi ado or hanichal gabe karka would be either hanichal gabe karka would ruin it or odemi or but b'taita lahachzer will make it good. So the Ran says, firstly, let's point out that chazara is the issue of mechzik mevashel, and he just explains this was a little bit out of the sugi, but it's important for understanding what the issue is. He says it's a new ma'isa, right? In the case of where it's odem yado, now it doesn't look like a new ma'isa anymore. It will look like a hemshech of the previous shiyah. So that'll be it, and that will be what it is. But then what the Ran continues on, and he says, even though there's two lashonos and it's a derabanan, and usually you might think that, right, in general, by a suffix derabanan, you should go by the more mako opinion. The Ran has this famous thing here that he says, oh, it's karov levoli de Isser Torah. That it's very close to coming to Isser Torah, that these issues of Bishul, even though they're derabanan aspects of Bishul, it's such a big deal and it's such a fine line between Bishul Darais and Bishul Darabanan that we're going to be machmer in such a case. So the Ran Paskins, like the Lishna Kama of Chizkiyah, that the only case it would be allowed would be if it's odem yado with das. That anything else besides that, any touch on the ground or in your hand without das, is wrong. Rebbe brought the Beis Yosef, who quoted the Sefer Truma, which paskins the other way, right? The Sefer Truma says that the halacha is that it's okay even on the karka, as long as there's das, right? Which was our Lishna Basra. And the Beis Yosef explains the Sefer Truma's logic as Safik Durabana Lukula, right? Then you have a Safik Durabana, you're going to paskin the Nekel way. So the Ramah was Machmir, right? So like the Ran and also the Tur. And the Bir Halach and the Mishnah Brura point out that since the Sefer Truma is Mekel, b'diyeved, b'shas atzorek, b'shas atchak, if you need to, we can be Mekel, and there's room to be Mekel. So the Rambam, though, looks at the sugya from a different angle. The Rambam, in Shabbos Gimel Yud, right, Parak Gimel Halacha Yud, he doesn't bring up Daito Lahachzer. He just says, Hanichal Agave Karka is going to be Aser. So now our question is, when we look at the Rambam is, how is he understanding this sugya? What should we do with this? So the Mishnah Brura was meduyak that he doesn't need das at all. That the Rambam saying, Mamish, there's no, the das doesn't play a factor. So how could that be? Where is the Rambam being this from, right? Which Chizkiyah? Both Chizkiyahs cared about das on some level. Either it was the most important thing, or it was a way to be matur on the ground. But either way, they cared about das. So Magen Mishnah points out that no, that he's holding like Rev Tadai in the first part of the Gemara, right, where it was Machlokas, Rev Tadai, and Rev Ami. He's holding like Rev Tadai on the top. And the second part he doesn't think is halachic, the Chizkiyah Mishnah Dabai. He doesn't think that's how we paskin. And it happens to be, it's not just the Rambam, but says this, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way as well. And that's how the Mechaber brings it down. So now that we saw this Rambam, so there was more to talk about in this Rambam, the Rambam uses a Stam Lashon, right? He says, Hanicha on Karka is a problem. So the obvious question is, what would be the din if you put on a safsal or an intermediary stage, right? Like the Gemara's question at the end, right? You know, put it on a mita, mahu. So, right? Because why? Because on one hand, it's not in your hands. On the other hand, it's not in the karka. So how should we paskin? Especially in the Rambam, who doesn't make the distinction of how das plays in. So we really need an answer. So, Rambam in Perish HaMishnayos, Rebbe showed us, shows that to be Matir Chazara, it needs to be Ba'avir, is his Lashon. It needs to be in the air. So it seems like he's passing L'chomra, right? That as soon as you put it down on something, it would be Asur. Actually, it's interesting, because we have two cases out of the three that are Teiku at the end. One is Talan B'makal. Maybe one could argue that Talan B'makal maybe is Ba'avir, but definitely for the Sifsal or the Mita case, it's not. I don't know, like when I was chazering, I was like, what's Talan B'makal? It's not Maniach anywhere. It's still suspended. So it could be even Lefid Ram and the Perish Mishnah. I don't know, maybe. Unless you say that hanging it is the Hanacha. But that's not his Lashon. His Lashon is, if you look back at his Lashon was just Talatin Ba'avir. Really just very simple Lashon like that. You know, see it inside. Oh, it's in my Gemara. Okay, I'm not going to find the page right now. It's not going to take so good. She's looking at it. Oh, here we go. Rambam's Lashon. Masham Rambachzirin, right, is Shalot Tunach HaGadir Al-Davar. Elisha Tehe Ba'avir. You shouldn't be Tunach. And later on, we will make the Chilach, actually, of the Lashon of Maniach means to put down on something. It could be the Rambam's Lashon is keeping in mind that, which is just an interesting point, but it won't really affect the rest of the sugya because, happens to be, we pointed out that the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't mention Avir. He continues on, and he says it seems to just be Anichon Agabe Karka is the problem, so therefore anything short of that would be okay. Right? And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that in the Rambam. Beferish and Beis Yosef, he explains in the Rambam that that's how he understood the Rambam, that you understand when it's Mishnah Torah, right? When there's a Machlokas Mishnah Torah, Perish of Mishnayos, so you could either say, you know, historically, or just the Rambam wrote a halachic sefer in one of them, and the other one was a Perish of the Mishnayos, so that we both reasons will tell us to paskin like the Mishnah Torah, and that is how the Beis Yosef paskins. So then we entered, what about if you're still holding the pot and it's on the ground, right? If you're trying to do both Odin B'yado, but it also seems like you're Maniach on the Karka. So what's going to be the din? So the Yerushalmi seemingly addresses this, right? The Yerushalmi has a case where if you take the pot and you put it on a sefsal, so what's it dependent on? So it's a machlokas the Yerushalmi. Either it's dependent on whether it's still super hot or not. And the second day in the Yerushalmi is what? Is that it's dependent on whether you were Mavir Yado or not, whether you removed your hand. So that seems to say, right? Moshe points out, he's Meduyuk. Well, actually, let's not go there. Anyway. So that seems to say that if your hand stays on it, then you're in good shape, right? Because now it's not really considered put down. In fact, Rav Moshe is Meduyuk this way in the Rambam, that he says, Rambam uses the Lashon of Haniach as Aser, but he doesn't use the Lashon of Hamid or something like that, of some sort of lesser placing, right? Which implies that Odu B'yado is okay when it's on the ground. Shmir Shabbos Kehel Chasa. Though he'll say that the hand still on it hetzer will only apply on a sifsal, but on a karka it's going to be an automatic bittul in the shihia, even if you have a grasp on it, right? So the Shmir Shabbos Kehel Chasa is willing to say the hetzer, but he's not willing to say karka. He thinks karka trumps everything. Karka is automatically a bittul, but when it's in this middle case, he's definitely willing to say the hetzer because, as we saw, there could be even be room to say it's fully okay in that middle case. So it makes sense. So, right, Lemaisa, what we were saying was that Mishnah Berurah is holding like the Ramah in general, that you should have both Das and Odin B'yado, but B'diavet, he's okay with either or in the end of the day. Then we brought in the Ran that throws the monkey wrench in the whole sugya, as Rebbe said, and it really changes a lot, especially Lahalacha. So what's the Ran? So this is what Rebbe was referring to as the Boston Ran. He was saying that they said the Rav used to be Mekel for this in Boston. I heard in the Beis Medrash guys were arguing. One guy was saying, like, no, my cousin in Boston told me he said L'chachilo. One guy was like, no, they were Davka saying it. So it's always a classic discussion, you know, like, when he gives a psak, was that for that community, or did he really hold that way across the board? So the Ran, also on Yud Zayin of Beis Medrash Arif, he quotes a Yerushalmi that has the same discussion as our discussion, but it pins the entire discussion and the necessity of Odin B'yado, Deitzel HaHasr, and Melech HaKar, makes it Asr. He says this whole sugya, is only when you take the Kedera on Erev Shabbos and you want to be machzer it on Shabbos. So it's a very, very limited case of where it's like coming to Banish Mashos and you remove the pot, and then after it's already definitely Shabbos, you put it down. So, right? But if it was done entirely Shecha, it would be fine. So this is really, like, it's a really interesting Ran. So Rebbe points out that the Svar of the Ran, presumably, is that it's not a Shia Mechadosh. So it's not going to be Mechzikim Avashal. That because once it was already on Shabbos, that this is something that's cooking on Shabbos. And it's not going to be, it's always going to be Mechzikim Avashal. It's never going to be able to be Mevatel its status. The Ramah quotes this Ran. And at first he says, like, oh, v'noag lahekel, like, people are makel on this. But then he says, Tov lahachner, so it seems like maybe we shouldn't baskin like it. And the Beis Yosef, quotes many Rishonim Beferish, who say, like, they all disagree with the Ran. The Ran's, like, very unique here, he's the only one here. And he's even been doing that. Even the Rambam seems to disagree with the Ran. So, right, it seems that on the most basic way we should be Machmir. But Rebbe pointed out that the Rav was Mekel for it in Boston. So definitely, Rebbe's told us in Shir that definitely when it comes to like a Maisa Shabbos issue, that you're in a situation where it's not your own kitchen and you're at someone else's house and a situation, you can definitely rely on the Shita. It is in the Ramah. He does say that they were no Glahakel. The Rav did paskin like it is a Ran. And he said, definitely in a situation where, you know, you're uncomfortable saying something and you want to know if you can eat the food, you can eat the food. In that situation, it'd be okay. Rebbe didn't say it before because he doesn't like to, but he seemed to heavily imply that you shouldn't be holding like this lechatchila. I don't know. I was asking him afterwards, also talking to him a lot, and he's like, I don't know. Like, there's so many ways to get around it. Why would you rely on it? So he seemed to be stressing very strongly not to do this, but everyone has to have their own Rebbe for Psak and ask their Rebbe in general. Okay, the Ramah in Shin Yud Ches Sif Beis mentions that if the food, however, gets cold, right, if it's if it cools down, it's going to be aser according to everyone, right, to be machzer it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, hold on a second, right, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, both Samach Zayin and Samach Ches, says there's a machlokas in the Achronim regarding this Ramah, right, regarding what's the svar of the Ramah. The Gra says, what's the svar of the Ramah? He says it's a chashash of Bishol Daraisa. That when you have a cold food, it's a chashash of Bishol Daraisa. Right, that maybe somebody will come to do a Bishol Daraisa, etc. But Magen Avraham says, no, it's just an issue of Mechzik Mavashal. Sorry, right, he says it's actually a chashash of Bishol Daraisa, and Magen Avraham says it's Mechzik Mavashal. Right, that it will look like, oh look, this guy takes cold food and warms it up, so that's allowed. So there's a big nafkamina for this case, right? The nafkamina is by a cold davar yavish, right? So as we'll get into, hopefully we'll get to it later, right? There's a concept of ein bishul achar bishul b'davar yavish. So by a davar yavish, there's no chashashi bishul d'arisa. So the gras svara would fall away. So according to the Gemara, it won't apply, right? And the Ramah wouldn't be saying it's usher. He would say it's mutter. But the Magen Avraham would still say it's an issue. The Mishnah Berurah paskins lahalacha that you can be makel like the Vilna Gaon. So I'm sorry that we're running through, but there's so much here and a very halachal and maisa stuff, so I really want to cover it. Rebbe also had a halachic aside that he started the next year with, that he was talking about, people were asking him, how could you have hot food, right? We're learning all these like cases. And Rebbe pointed out you could have hot food, whatever. He mentioned very quickly, like heterim, like kedera, agave, kedera, right? Crackpot, black, rivuktuma, right? Hot plates that don't reach certain heat. But okay, I'm not going to go into that because he really said a lot, and without the sources, we're going to go back into the sugya. Right, then Rebbe continued the sugya with, let's say the fire goes out under the pot. Right, what's the din? Right, you have a pot, it's cooking, and the fire goes out. So can you now move the pot to a different flame? You had a couple of flames, and one went out. Could you move the pot over? So right, what would be the logic? So on one hand, we never had the intention to remove it, right? So it should be, maybe it's there's no negative kavanah to remove it. Or maybe you could say no. You never had the intention to remove it, so therefore you can't have das lachzer. Because das lachzer is when you remove it from the fire, you have das to return it. So the Bir Halacha actually deals with this. And he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger taps into a machlokas rishonim. Right, that's where he gets his logic from. So there's a machlokas rishonim. There's a tosas in Klein. Oh, the kasha. What's a kasha? All right, sorry. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has his own kasha. Right, his kasha is, even though the person takes off the fire isn't the Baal HaBayis, can someone else still make it aser? Right, if I go to someone else's house and I'm like, oh, like, you know, let's just ruin his Shabbos and move his food off the fire. Now, do I have the ability to aser for the Baal HaBayis? Right. And then, so the logic of that question would be the same logic as our question, right? Meaning, what's the din of das lahachzer without odin biyado, right, actually happening, but not happening? So Tosfos in Kalayim, he points out, says that he's talking about the din of eino the moser davar sheino shelo, right? A person can't ask something that's not his, and he makes a distinction between machshava and maisa, and it's a very subtle thing, right? He says, by a metzias case, like a baser b'chalav, there's no difference whether you did it or someone else did it. B'metzias, this is basar that was cooked with chalav. That's it. But by machshava, where there's an extra detail of machshava included in, like by kalayim, right, where the only way it's a taruvos is with the tanai of machshava, right, is where I thought I want to create kalayim. So it says once, even though, yeah, b'maisa, you did actually create the kalayim, you did make the mixture, you did make the taruvos that wasn't allowed. Nevertheless, since it's toloi b'maisa, sorry, b'machshava, since it's dependent on your machshava, then maybe you, right, we're gonna say ein adam oser davar sheino shelo. That won't work. So he makes a chiluk machshava and maisa. However, Tosfos Yishanim on the daf there says he has a different answer. He says no. He says it's exactly the pasuk, right? He learns out the pasuk there says sadcha, right, meaning your sadeh. So therefore, in this situation, we're going to say in the moser davar sheino shelo, but it's not a general rule that you can apply to other cases, right? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says our shaila, well, really his shaila, but which will connect back to our shaila, could be pinned on this machlokas, right? The main oser by chazara is what is a maisa removing it off the fire, However, there is a Tanai that you have to consent and be happy to the removal, that you wanted to remove it. So he says, maybe by Chazar we could say that even though the primary Oser is the Maisa, since you need this consent and approval, the Machshav is involved in the Iser in a secondary way, we could apply Lefi Tosvos, the rule of Ein Adam Oser Dever Sheino Shelo. Right, that a person won't have the ability to do it. He points out, though, that if you hold like the Tosfos Yeshanim, there'd be no reason to apply this rule to any other case besides the case of Klein, because it was a Gezeres HaKasuv. So therefore, you're going to say, what's the Iker? The Iker is clearly the Maisa. No one's going to say the Iker is the Machshava. Right? Tosfos Chiddush shows that the little bit of Machshava, the Tanai Machshava, could reflect the Maisa. But he's going to say, in the end of the day, the Maisa is the main thing. The Machshava is a secondary element that we don't really give significance to, we don't care about. So once you remove it, Lefi Tosfos Yeshanim will be Aser. So, right, the way that would come back to our sugya, right, would be that if a fire goes down under the pot, can you move it? He's going to say, yeah, rely on the Tosfos, in on the Moshe, Dover, Shein, and Shalom. Right, that as long as you weren't asering on yourself, it's fine. Right? And Rav Shach says, hold on a second. Rav Shach, in the Sefer on the Rambam, argues with Rav Akiva Eiger. He says, Rav Akiva Eiger was making an assumption that what? That the negative kavana, that you don't want to put it back on the fire, is the Mechayev. Right, that's what's making the chayav. However, if Shach thinks that Deitel Hachzer means what? It means that there needs to be a positive connection between the pot and the fire. That in any given moment, this pot has a shaychus. So when you, right, what's the regular case of Odom Yado and Deitel Hachzer? You take it off, since you have Deitel Hachzer and it's Odom Yado, it still has that positive connection. We're not viewing at what undid this connection. We're saying something has to maintain this connection, right? It's a good lesson in life. A connection has to be maintained, Lefir of Shach. You need to work on it. It's not like inherent and like as long as you don't ruin it. You might just need to keep it going. But whatever, that's an aside. Right? You need to keep the connection alive. You can't just ensure that the connection doesn't break. So maybe the rule of Ein Adam Oser Dever Sheino Lo doesn't apply here bechlal. Right? Because the only way to do a Maisa Netila is to return it is that you take it off with Das to return it. But if the connection hasn't been maintained, either through anyone's das or because some other maisa was megala, like putting on the karka, etc., was megala that connection was maintained, then it's not going to work. So Rav Shach would say, by our case, right, where the fire went out, you have to be machmir because our connection was lost. So the Archa Shabbos quotes that both Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman would say we can be makel, in this case, makel like Rabbi Kiva Eger, because since the fire went out by itself, there was no negative kavana, as Rabbi Kiva Eger explained, as the logic of Tosos in Kolayim. Okay, that was Sugya 27. Then we continued on in this same Gemara, this last case that we said, Amr Vashi, Pinam Mecham Lemecham Mahu, right? What's the din Mecham Lemecham? And the Gemara Paskin Teku. So, right, the first thing that Rebbe pointed out was Toso. So, I guess just because it's on the daf here and it's very short, we'll read it inside, even though we are running low on time. So, Toso says, Pinam Mecham Lemecham Mahu. V'im tomar de beperik ma'atom nin tanya v'chein ha'ir Rav Shem Gamliel omar lo asur ela ba'osem mecham ava pinam mecham lemecham mutter. Ray says, what do you mean? We have a case later on, daf nun alef amin alef, that Rav Shem Gamliel says, the only time it's asur is when it's in that same mecham. But when you're paying them lemecham, it's going to be mutter. So amma we see b'mecham acher shari tfei. V'hacham ashma ifcha, right? How come here we answer teku? It seems like we have a Beferish Gemara that says, no, not only not teku, it's definitely okay. So what's the answer? So, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Tahacha, Gabi Hasha, Gabi Kira, Keshuba, So Mecham Shucham, Losa Lichituye, Ava Bemecham Acher Shukar, Asu Lichituye. So it says, no, what's the issue over here? When you're putting it into a cold Mecham, and you're going to now want to do Mechate, Ava Gabi Hatmana, the Gemara Daf Nanav is talking about Hatmana, there, Shari Tvei, why Keshukar, Dibachituye Mua Lo Yal. Right, a little Chituye there won't make such a big difference. So that's Tosos. So what's interesting about Tosos? So Sfasema says, what do you mean, Tosos? He's saying it's an issue of Chitoy. Since when is it an issue of Chitoy? It's an issue of what? Of Mechzikim of Ashel. And Mechzikim of Ashel will apply regardless of the temperature and how well your Chitoy matters. It shouldn't be dependent on this. Right? Sfasema points out that both Chazara and Hatmana stem from Shemiyachate. But really, Hatmana is Asur Shemiyachate and Chazara is an issue of Mechzikim of Ashel. Right, that case could still exist by Mecham LeMecham. In fact, Tosfos Rosh seemed to be sensitive to this, right? The way he has the same question, but he asks it in the logic of, it's Mechzikim of Ashel. So, right? So, but Rebbe points out, Rebbeinu Tam L'shita, so as we've been saying, right, the last couple of sugyas when we've been in Kira, right, that Lefi Rebbeinu Tam, the worry by Chazara is this super Shem Yechata, right, is that he's so concerned of Shem Yechata, but is the ultimate thing. So that's why he's putting this whole thing as a issue in Chito. He's going L'shita, so, right, but as we learned in the other sugyas, right, the Rosh, the Ran, the Rashba, right, they don't hold like this din in Rebbeinu Tam. So Mustafa, they'll read this as Mechzik Kimavasha. Right, so there is going to be a chashat even by a mecham sheni. How do we paskin? So the Ran thinks that we should be machmir, right? As we said above, karv levoli deyasur Torah, right? That we're, by all these bishul cases, we really need to be machmir because it's such a fine line. And the Ramah paskins like this Ran. The Magen Avraham though points out that the Beis Yosef holds that if you're a meniach on karg, it's going to be asur, but if it's on a sifsal or mita, it's going to be allowed. Right, and the Ramah would answer all these cases, including mecham mecham. Right, because what is it? So he says, the Ramah says no, mita's aser, right? Safsal's aser. So he says, mistama. The Ramah holds that all these tekus are aser, right? That's what we paskin. So to point out just the other side that wasn't said before, but is like of logic against the Magen Avraham would be that you can be mechalik. The Gemara is mechalik. It's two different people asking boys. If you look in the Gemara, Rav Yirmiya asked Tala b'mekal and Agabi Mita, and it was Rav Ami who asked mecham lemecham. So Lav Dafka, they both, you know, the same logic. Also, even if you look in Rashi, Rashi says pinim lemecham lemecham. He gives a different svar than Tala b'mekal of what the Savik is. So there is room to say that maybe the Magen Avraham, against the Magen Avraham, those opinions who don't say like the Magen Avraham, don't have to worry about, so why did the Ramah Asr one? Because you can be Mechalik in the first two cases of the Gemara said Teku to the third. They're not exactly one trend, per se. But the Magen Avraham thinks they are. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar Tzion says what? He said, by Mecham LeMecham, since there are Mekel Shitas in the Rishonim, right, we can be Mekel, and he's Paskin's Lekula. So well, who are the Mekel Shitas in the Rishonim? That's right. That's the Ran who answers our above question in the Gemara, right? He says, right. He also quotes the Gemara Nun Aleph, right, from the Matonin, and he says, no. Later on, we're talking about what? We're talking about putting food from one mecham to another and then being matmin it, right? But our suffix is when you put it back into the mecham rishon, right? Where you put it into A from A to B and then back into A. We just want to know if that's like if when that moment or two that it was in B was that considered like it was munach al karka. Right, and therefore it would be bottled to the fire. Or do we say, no, not that way, and that's how we deal with it. So what comes out from this Ran is that if it's in a Mecham Sheni, you definitely can put it on the fire. Right, that if the entire Mecham Sheni, right, was not, like, gonna have that status, it would be. And the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa discusses Lemaisa taking this case and say burning cholent, right? A classic case, your cholent, you didn't put enough water and now, you know, you're eating your meal late and it's starting to burn. Could you add a little bit of water, right, just to make sure not burn? So he says definitely from pouring from the hot kettle straight into the straight, let's say you had a kettle on the fire, so to pour that straight into the crock pot, into the cholent pot, right, that would be okay according to the Mishnah Berurah. But the Magen Avraham, as we pointed out, would think that it's not okay because he thinks the right throughout Ramah would be Machmir by Mamecham. But what if you want to put it into a Kli Sheni and then pour it into the Cholent? So now we already, you know, now that's not already exactly what the Mishnah Berurah was talking about Beferish. So we have to look at the even later Achronim. So Rav Eider says he wrote down that he thought it was Aser. He didn't think that was okay. That once you're putting in a Kli Sheni to now put back into a Aleish, that's already too much. So Zalman said, no, maybe it could be Mekel. Because the same way that you can put a mecham sheni on the fire, you can put anything in the mecham onto the fire also. And that the water inside doesn't have like its own status. So there's Shlomo Zalman's Hector, it really helps a lot of people. And also, you could even say, Rebbe pointed out that maybe in this case, the Ran and the Magen Avraham wouldn't say it was a necham lekarka. Why? Because you had das the entire time to put it back on the fire. Right, that you could rely, right, also using that plus the fact that you know, we were told that you can rely on the other chizkiyah if you need to in a shas of chak. So those aspects together. Okay, what time is it? Okay, let's still need to move. So hopefully we'll at least finish Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Yavish. Right, it's a long sugya also. I would love to get into B'davar Lach, but we'll see where we can get. So we have to go back into our Gemara. We have the Mishnah, and now the Mishnah skipped down to the bottom of Lamech Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ein nosnin beitzam tzadat mecham b'shvil shetis galgal." don't put an egg to the side of the mecham in order for it to roll over. It's a function of cooking, right? Rashi says, "Sheetizgalgel sheetetzlaktzas." Right? It gets slightly roasted. Ashetay megalgel is until it rolls. Okay, so that was a lashon of cooking. V'lo yafkiyana besudrin. Right? You can't crack it into a suda. Rashi points out that right, it was a suda that was left out in the sun. It's very hot, and like cracking into it will cook up. And Rav Yossi is matir. Okay, we can skip the rest of the Mishnah for now, and go to the Gemara, right? Ibailuhu. The Gemara asks what? The Gemara says Ibailuhu Gilgal Mayim. Right? What's the din if you were Megalgal? Right? If you did put it in, if you did cook this egg, what's going to be the halacha? I'm Rav Yosef. Gilgal Chayv Chatas. Right? If you were Megalgal, it is going to be Chayv Chatas. You were over in Isser. So Amar Marbrei the Ravina. So Marbrei the Ravina says Afana Namitanina. Oh, we have a Mishnah that implies this way also. I mean, yeah, this is definitely the halacha. Right? This is how we hold. Which Mishnah? So this is our Mishnah, the famous Mishnah from later on, from Kuf Mem Hei, regarding Bishol Achar Bishol. Right? It says, Kol Sheba B'chamin Milifnei HaShabbos, anything that was already went into Chamin, the Lashon of went into hot water, meaning it was cooked, Me'er Shabbos, Shorin Oso B'chamin B'Shabbos. You would be allowed to, once again, return it into Chamin on Shabbos. Anything that was never cooked on Erev Shabbos, Madichan also Bechamin B'Shabbos. You're allowed to do Madichan. Madichan is a lashon of Iroi. It's a lashon of pouring, right? Hadacha is you pour hot water over it, but you're not actually soaking it. You're not putting it into a thing of hot water. You're putting the hot water on top of it. Chutz, except for the following things. Chutz min hamaliach yashan, this salty fish, or kulios ha'ispanin, this Spanish kulios, Rashi points out it's a tuna. Shahadachasan zuhi gemar malachlan. Tunina, and then in Agos Tzionim they call Pesheim Nechaz Yitzchak that he thinks the tunina is a tuna. Okay. And the had, right? Except for these things, because those things, their hadacha, their little pouring, this little eroi, is going to consider gemar malachlan for them. So, when you see this gemara, it's initially a little bit difficult to make the parallel of how we see that that's the proof to our gagal beitza. So there's a few ways you can learn it, and I spent some time talking with Rebbe because there's a lot of different ways you can make the limud from the Gemara. So one limud is, b'kol shelobo b'chamin melifnei HaShabbos, madichan oso b'shamis. Anything that wasn't yet cooked, you can do madiach, meaning you can do a cooking that's not a regular cooking, just like Gilgal, even though it's by b'tzad ha-mecham, that's still going to be, right? So tzad ha-mecham will be okay, but another thing wouldn't be okay. Sorry. By the case of Kali HaBishol, the last case of Maliach Yashan and Kolias Ispinan, those cases, right? So there we said, oh, the reason why Hadacha is Aser, the reason why Ira is Aser is because it's cooking in Mamish. So even though here, even though you're putting it with tzad ha-mecham, it's still going to be Aser Mamish. So the question I had is, we learned the whole sugya when we were doing Makkah B'Patish that used this Gemara saying, no, this Gemara is not talking about Bishol, and it says Gemara Malachtan, it's talking about Matak and Mana, it's talking about Makkah B'Patish. So Rebbe said that you could also answer from the second answer that Kishalo Ba B'Chamin means, meaning you can't put it in Chamin. It was a very complicated answer. There is a way to get out of that question. I don't want to like spend the rest of my time trying to remember exactly how Rebbe said it. But it's an important note. So we're going to just keep going on to try to cover what Rebbe said in Shir, because it's a large sugya. Okay, so what is this Gemara's question of Gilgal Mai? So we have two Rans, right? We have the Ran on the Rif, who we assume is definitely the real Ran, right? Who says, right, well, they're told this or, right, told this or is the derivative of the fire, it's not the actual fire, whether that's going to be Chayv D'Oraisa, right? Just like the Gemara Malocha of Kali HaBishol, so too, pouring the Tzad HaMecham, and told this or is going to be Chayv. However, we have a Chedush Eran that seems to say differently, and this is why Rebbe said one of the reasons why we might think that the Chedush Eran perhaps is somebody from the base measures of the Ran, but it wasn't the Ran himself. Right? He says, Galgal means what? It means it was edible, but it doesn't mean it was Kol Tzarcho. The question of the Gemara is not whether you could be Mechayev told us to Or, right? It's obvious from the Maskana that you can. Right? Rather, well, what's the question? Whether you're going to be Chayev Chatas even by just making a Galgal, even by just hitting Malcha Ben Drusai, but not hitting the status of Kol Tzarcho. And there's two different ways which will really change the way we look at the sugya. Okay, by a davar yavish, we say ebeshachar beshal, as we mentioned. So now the question is, how much does it need to be cooked for this rule to apply? So Tosos says what? So Tosos here is a two-line. Tosos, he says, right? Kosher Baruch Hava Fere Shabbos Perish and Espasha Lagamre, right? What could go into Tarnagolas to Rabbi Abba? Right? He says, oh, it's like the case of Tarnagolas to Rabbi Abba, which was Gemara Kuf Mem Hay there, which talks about Rashi explains that they would soak and soak and soak this chicken for refuah to make it like super soft. So meaning they would cook and cook and cook and cook. So what is that? That's definitely cooking Gol Tzarcho. Right, the Rambam echoes Tosa's sentiment, and he says that the only time we say Ebe Shachar Bishel is when it's cooked Kol Tzarcho. Right, and where do we get this? So Rebbe pointed to Gemara Menachos. Right, the Gemara Menachos Dab Nun Zayin Amud Aleph says that when you're cook, that in general cooking is chayav when you reach Macho Ben Drusai. Right, it's talking about a piece of meat. It says when you put it al Gavi Gachom, when you put it on the coals, it's like a type of skillet thing. So one side gets cooked until what? Until Macho Ben Drusai. The Gemara's question is, oh, is it now usher if I flip it over and the other side gets cooked until Malchal Ben Drusai, right? The Gemara says that's where the Isser is. So what's the mashmos of that Gemara is that the fact that you're still chayiv on that second cooking means that the shear wasn't Malchal Ben Drusai, because otherwise when the first half hit Malchal Ben Drusai, you would have already been chayiv and then we would apply Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. Okay. The Rashba, though, La Halacha argues with Rambam and Tosfos, and he says, no, once you reach Malchal Ben Drusai, there's no more Bishal Daraisa on it, even if you recook it, that's it, he's Mekel. So what's this Machlokas Rishonim based on? So hopefully we'll get to explain this a little bit. So the Rav had a fundamental yesod that explains this machlokes of Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. Right? The Rashba held what? The Rashba held that once a Maisevish Bishal was done, the Rav explains, there's a din Bishal that was chal on the chefta, on the meat. Right? There's no further Bishal possible. Once this meat is now has a status of cooked meat, v'zevu, that's it. Right? So there you're going to say Ein Bishal Achar Bishal, because now this is now cooked meat. There's no such thing as cooking cooked meat. Right? And the mashmas would be that would apply kol tzarcho kula, because that's just a din in bishul. The Rambam says no. This is a din in Shabbos, right? It's a halacha in tikkun, right? It's a part of melachas machshavas. So when there's no further tikkun, it won't have a status of melachas machshavas. So when it reaches kol tzarcho, then there is a tikkun in melachas machshavas, right? Because now once it hit kol tzarcho, then we say, oh, now it has a complete tikkun, and further cooking won't be a tikkun. So what do we do with what about? But he holds mitzvah for yafalo. So Rebbe said two things, right? One is that the Ramah could maybe be, that was what he was saying, when he chimes in, not even his own opinion, because he doesn't hold this way, but in Bedas Beis Yosef, if you look, Ramah chimes in, he says, oh, Mitzamek V'yafalo, right, would also be an issue, meaning because it's still a tikkun. Or you can say that, no, Mitzamek is, even though it's an enhancement, it's not like a mamish tikkun, like a real, like, tikkun that's significant enough to be considered Bishul D'Oraisa. It would still be Asher Rabbanan. Right? Okay, and this interpretation of the Rambam will allow us to explain the rest of the Rambam, where he says that you're also aren't chayav on food that einu tzarich bishul klal. Right? It doesn't need any bishul. So this can mean one of two things, right? This is either talking about raw food, right, like an apple, etc., that can be eaten one way, and now you want to make a baked apple, you want to cook it, or it's a food that's been mitzamek v'ralo. Shar tzion shenir chasif katon kuf dalid says if it hasn't reached mitzamek v'ralo, it's still going to be chayav. Right, he's gonna say it's why? Because it's chayav on any shevach, any tikkun. Right, he used the lashon shevach, but Rabbi said, like the Rav said, that's tikkun. That's our yesod from the Rambam of malachas machsheves. Right, so we can see the Rambam holds that bishul is all about tikkun. So let's just try to extend this yesod. How will it play out in Basar v'Cholov? Right, will it play out or not? So, and we'll end with this because we're running out of time. So very quickly, we have a machlokas by Basar v'Cholov. The Ramah says in Yoreh Deh, he says you can't stoke a fire under the pot of a guy. Why? Because maybe you're going to come to be mevashel Basar v'Cholov. So the Gilyon Marsha, Shlomo Eger, it's not the Marsha from our Gemara, says that we see that what bishul achar bishul is right is going to be that there is bishul achar bishul by Basar v'Cholov because you're going to be chayiv. The Shach says no. What he says no, it's just a chumrah here, but really there's no bishul achar bishul. So the Rav says, what? He says, maybe we can match up the shittos, right? That the Rashba is holding, like, what? He's holding Ein Bishal Achar Bishal, right? Because then once the Shem is Chal, then it can't be further Bishal. So it will apply everywhere, right? Like the Marsha said, that there is Bishal Achar Bishal everywhere, in all cases. Right? And the Rambam would say, no, he would say, like the Shach, that it was an exclusive case. And right, we'll end off with the maybe we can say that the Rambam, though, would be Machmer in this case. Why? Because there's this Kesef Mishnah. Right? There's this Kesef Mishnah that explains that why does the Rambam formulate the entire Isser of Bishul, of Basar v'Cholov? He formulates it in the context of Achila. He says, why? He says, because it's a Siyog D'Oraisa. This is one of the couple of cases that are Siyog D'Oraisa. It's a D'Oraisa that's functioning to prevent you from eating Basar v'Cholov. Right? As the how Rashi and Chulin implies. So the Rav says that since Bishul that leads to Achila, it has its own Hagdara. So Rambam could maybe say that, no, by Basar V'Cholov, it's going to be special, right? Like Shabbos, because it's exclusively about the creation of a unit that will lead to Basar V'Cholov, and it's unique in this case, so we are out of time, and it's very important to chazer the rest, guys, because there is a lot of lemaisa here. Shkoyach, thank you.